وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خير and آمين to all your beautiful دعاس حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we bring you an interesting story of the killing of the elephant cub. So this story goes back to India. In India there was a group of friends who were on a journey and they wandered far away from home. Along the way they experienced great difficulty and hunger until they had become very much distressed and impatient with the pangs of hunger. So one intelligent person amongst the group advised them, "Look, there in front of you are the cubs of an elephant. Do not hunt the cubs. The elephant has gone somewhere. If you should kill and eat his cub, surely not going to leave any one of you alive. Therefore, listen carefully to my advice." However, because of the great hunger, they did not show any patience. So they killed one of the cubs, roasted its meat, and ate it. So the intelligent person said to them, "Alas, if only you had rather eaten the grass of the forest, if only you had taken precautions against this, now you will see the result of your actions." So one man from among the group acted upon the advice of the intelligent man. He kept himself from eating the meat. He ate grass instead and went to sleep a distance away from the rest of them. He thought that remaining among the unjust and the cruel ones would make him one of them, and the elephant would destroy him too in sheer revenge. So after a while, the elephant came back and saw the blood of his cub. He immediately understood what had happened. He was in extreme rage and anger. Now we see now too in the Kruger National Park, you've got to be very, very careful if you're approaching a herd of elephants and there's a cub amongst them, because you find that the parents are, you know, they are very, very careful and, you know, regarding their little cubs. So it just appeared as if smoke and fire were coming out of his trunk. So in a rage of anger, he came to where these people were lying asleep and saw one man sleeping alone some distance away. He smelled the mouth of this one first and walked around him three times, but he did not get the smell of the meat of his cub from his mouth. So he considered him innocent of the crime and left him to go further to the others. Now this concept that the elephant had applied refers to a term that is known as tahqiq, that you do not just go and jump to conclusions. The elephant took careful consideration in the steps to ascertain whether this individual had eaten from the cub, right? So because he got no smell of the meat of the cub, he left that person alone. From the mouth of the others, he got the smell of the blood of his cub, so he trampled each and every one of them. He then threw the pieces into the air by way of revenge for his cub. Now Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah says, O you people, you murder people and seize their belongings. Remember, Allah Ta'ala is well aware of your tyranny. The odor from an unjust one smells of injustice. An elephant recognizes the smell of his cub. That respected one, that is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who could smell the fragrance of Allah Ta'ala coming from Yemen, do you think that he could not smell out the evil doers of his time? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, on the waves of the air, I smell Allah Ta'ala's fragrance coming from the direction of Yemen. This was a reference to Hazrat Uwais Qarni's love for Allah Ta'ala and his sincerity and iman. It's a very, very notable story of Hazrat Uwais Qarni that he was in the khidmat of his mother, and just because of that, he did not get the opportunity of visiting Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, but he had very, very high stages, and there are references made to him. So this bad smell of arrogance, greed, and lustful desires comes out of conversation, just like the bad smell exuding from the mouth of him who eats onions. So, O you people, you commit sinful acts and then go to sleep, and the unpleasant smell thereof reaches up to the heavens. So there's an effect of the evil that a person does, that it also gives off some vibes and some smell as well. So what is the lesson we learn from here? Mona Hakim Akhtar Sab Rahmatullah says, my Sheikh, after relating the story, used to say, it is not so dangerous to harm an elephant as it is to harm his cubs. For the elephant might bear harm caused to it, but if any harm or injury comes to its cub, it will take revenge and not rest until the person is destroyed. Then with this as a basis, Hazrat used to say that in the case of sins and disobedience against Allah Ta'ala, repentance will bring pardon. But for those who trouble and harm his saints, Allah Ta'ala takes revenge against them. Thus Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have said in the Hadith al-Qudsi, where Allah Ta'ala says, whoever harasses or persecutes my friends, the awliya, the saints, I declare war against them. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the proper respect and honor for the saints, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.